We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Buffs Insider. Yeah, I know it's been a while. By the way, just for reintroductions, I'm Mark Johnson. This guy over here, he's tanned. He's rested. I haven't seen the tan lines, but I'm assuming they're there somewhere. It's Neil Welker, CUBuffs.com. You've been roaming the country. What have you been doing?
Oh, just trying to keep up with all the spring sports here, Mark. Golf. Had a good spring, men's, women's golf. Track and fields had a good spring. Lacrosse had a good spring. We had the NFL draft there in late April. NBA draft is coming up. I've been trying to keep track of George King. So there's, you know, wrapping up a lot of CU stuff headed down the stretch here.
Don't believe that he's been working that hard a bit. Everything's been slowing down, but he has been staying on top of it. And I know that you guys have been keeping tabs at CUBuffs.com. By the way, this time of year when things slow down, we've obviously not been doing the dailies. We're going to do a monthly little insider just to kind of keep tabs on what's happening with Colorado Athletics. You just mentioned the draft for the Buffaloes. Isaiah Oliver gets drafted. Atlanta Falcons. No other Buff did get drafted, but what is it, 5 other guys signed free agent contracts. I think you feel good about what happened with the Buffaloes in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I think you do. If you look back over the last couple of years, I think we counted up 14 guys in the last 2 years have signed NFL contracts, and that includes the free agents that sign after the draft. You know, and to be honest, Mark, you know as well as I do that getting drafted in the 7th round is not a whole heck of a lot different than signing that free agent contract when the draft is over with. You get to go to camp, you do all the same things, and so you get a nice signing bonus. So, you know, I think it was nice to see the Buffs getting guys into NFL camps.
The one I think, we'll talk about Isaiah here in a moment, but seeing Philip Lindsay sign with the Denver Broncos, there was something just perfect about that, wasn't there?
There was, you know, and I was hoping he was going to get picked there in the last couple of rounds. But, you know, they were very, very interested in Philip. They loved what they saw when he had the pro day up here when you and I were actually in Las Vegas at the basketball tournament. But they liked what they saw from Philip there. Obviously a kid that, you know, has a lot of local appeal. And, you know, he's got a good shot at making this team because he does so many things. He does so many things well. He can return punts. He can return kicks. He can cover on punt coverage and do all those things. And so seeing Philip get that chance, I think, like you said, it was perfect to see homegrown guy get that chance with the home team.
You know, I was doing a speaking event here a short time ago, and somebody asked me about Philip and, you know, do you think he's got a chance? And I think my response was, there is no downside to having Philip Lindsay as part of your organization.
None at all. He's an enthusiastic, eager guy that you know is going to be there on time every day, no matter what. He's a great teammate. He does all the things the right way. You know he's going to work hard for you. You know he's going to do whatever he can to make the team, to make you better. Just one of those guys that is a terrific young man to have around.
What do you think about Isaiah Oliver going to the Atlanta Falcons? You like that fit?
I do. I like that fit a lot. He's got a chance to go in there and play right away, maybe even start. They have a good secondary coach down there. That's been a very good franchise over the last 10 years. Chance for him to go down there and succeed, play right away, and make a name for himself. And it's a good conference to be in. I like it being the NFC. So I think it's a good spot for Isaiah.
I don't want to scare you because, you know, when what Neil and I do, when we get into football, it's you know, middle of July and we're really starting to pay attention to it. And you get into August and camp and the games, and then you go through basketball and all the stuff that Neil was talking about with spring sports. But we're inside 70 days for football to start. You ready?
No, I'm ready. Actually, you know what I'm ready for? I'm ready for a little summertime to go fishing. That's what I'm ready for, which I'm sure you'll have a little bit of that too. But no, you're right. I was walking through the IPF. I do every day on the way up to the office, and that sign downstairs said 70 days until, you know, fall camp opens on August 1. And so the players are cut. You know, they're on a little bit of a break right now, but they'll be coming back in early June to begin summer conditioning, summer player-led practices, and then it gets real.
You've talked to more of the guys than I have. I've run to a few around the Champions Center, but you've talked to more than I have. You get the sense that there's a last season, coming off 2016, 10 wins, top 10 ranking and all that, and then dropping down like they did last year. There's a fire that's been lit in this group, don't you think?
Yeah, I think there is. I think there's a little bit of last year was a big wake-up call for them. You know, 10 wins does not guarantee a single point the following season, and I think a lot of those guys, it kind of hit home in a big way for them last year. And I think this upcoming bunch of players, they got some good leaders in this bunch, and I think they really are excited about the chance to come out and redeem themselves. And I see it in, you know, I was coming through this morning, and there were, you know, 10, 15, 20 guys in there working out this morning. The classes aren't in session. There's no off-season conditioning going on right now. But there were, you know, there were, like I said, 15, 20 guys that were in there working out, lifting weights, running routes, doing all kinds of stuff this morning. And so I think they're taking it real serious right now.
By the way, I'm just sitting here thinking in regards to football, and really it's all the sports here. If you got young athletes out there, go to CUBus.com, check out the individual pages for each one of the various sports here at CU, and they've all got their respective summer camps coming up as well. So whatever your interest might be, go there if you got young ones. Get yourself involved for all those camps. Obviously, we got great coaches, and those are always a great opportunity for young athletes throughout the Rocky Mountain region. Hey, we were talking draft. We've got the NBA draft coming up here. Oh, roughly a month or so, late in January, in June rather, and George King, I think if you look what he did at the Final Four, that NABC All-Star game they had, what he did at Portsmouth, and all the other things he's done at workouts, he might be increasing his draft stock about as much as anybody in, you know, the seniors or juniors that are entering the NBA draft this year.
He's you know what, it's not going to be the same as Derek White a year ago, but Derek White was the guy that came out of nowhere a year ago and climbed up into the first round. I think George King, when I'm looking at some of the most recent mock drafts and stuff, like you said, MVP at the NABC game down there, had a terrific, terrific all-tournament performance at the Portsmouth, and from all accounts had a good NBA combine. And so what you're seeing is this is a guy that could climb into the draft, and that was the guy. Nobody was mentioning George King being in the first two rounds of the draft a month ago, and I think he's a guy that could slip in there. If, you know, a team is looking for that kind of guy, he could slip in and make it in there.
You know, the one thing he – now, listen, we know that the NBA's changed over the years. This is no longer, you know, the Bird Magic NBA we're looking at. They love big, long athletes. They love guys that can shoot the ball. He can do both of those things, and he's raw enough where you could maybe see him find a nice opportunity where, you know, he might be going up and down between a parent club and a G League team, but where they could look at him and say, with that body and that athleticism, the way he can shoot it, there might be something that they might be willing to work on it for a couple of years to see if he can develop.
Yeah, he's got a skill set, I think, that fits well in the NBA because he can play three or four different positions. He can also guard two or three or four different positions. I mean, we saw him this year, not what Tad Boyle wanted to do with him, but we saw him in the post and being, you know, playing some post defense. So he can play a lot of different spots, and he can defend a lot of different spots. He can shoot, and he can rebound. And I think that's what really showed up at Portsmouth is he rebounded really well there, and he shot the ball well there. So that's a guy that, like you said, an NBA team can look at that and say, there's some raw talent there. There's a lot of physical ability there. That's a guy that somebody might take a chance on and say, let's keep him around for a few years and see what develops.
You know what's fun about this time of year? We can throw out just ridiculous prognostications, and no one's going to remember it by the time we get around to this season. Let me say this. I think Tad Boyle's basketball team is going to be really, really, really good this upcoming season. All the what he's added there, what we saw late in the season, all the young guy, and then you've got the ultimate leader in McKinley right out there kind of setting the tone for the rest of those guys. And we're still waiting to see where Evan Batty's going to be at, but boy, that thing could be a lot of fun come November, December.
I tell you what, if it's up to McKinley Wright, it's going to be a lot of fun. I run into McKinley now and then around campus, or I'll see him down in the weight room or something somewhere, and he's taking his job as the team leader very, very seriously. He is on the weekends when they have volunteer practices, McKinley is doing his best to make sure that everybody's volunteering to be there. And so they're having a lot of really good workouts. I can say that he's doing a really good job with it. That's a young bunch of players that gets along really well. It's a really tight-knit group of kids, and they're working out a lot. And I think that's that last year's freshman class going to be a very, very fun bunch to watch next year. I think they've grown up a lot. Throw in some of the recruits that he's got in, some of the other guys that are coming back, and that could be a very, you know, that could be a surprise team in the Pac-12 next year.
I was in the Coors Event Center here, oh, I don't know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and all I heard out of an empty gymnasium was a whap, whap. So I walked on by, and there was McKinley shooting, had a manager or somebody under the hoop just kicking it back out to him. And I said, building championships. And all the response was yes, sir. And then he didn't even pay attention to me. But that's kind of the attitude he's got. I like that. Going to be a lot of fun there. Hey, let's touch on some of the stuff that's been going on this spring here at the University of Colorado with the athletic department. And Elliott's lacrosse team is one of the great stories last few years, starting a thing from scratch, doing what they did. The inaugural Pac-12 champions getting to the second round of the NCAA. That was a heck of a run by CU Lacrosse.
That's been a heck of a run by that program. Like you said, this is the fifth year of existence of that program. They had their second NCAA tournament berth this year. They won the first Pac-12 regular season championship, finished second in the Pac-12 tournament, went on to the NCAA tournament, won their first NCAA tournament game, made it to the second round, lost to sixth seed Florida, a program that's just going to keep getting better. I mean, she is recruiting well. Colorado has become, you know, a destination place for top lacrosse players, and so what Ann has done there, She has built a program that is a perennial top 20 program, and she's done that in 5 years, and there's no reason to think it's not going to stay that way.
Yeah, she's done a great job. I guess from all we got really going on right now, golf just wrapped up, but then the track is continuing here shortly as well.
Yeah, golf had two great seasons from men's and women's golf. The men's golf team finished second in the Pac-12, just had a terrific tournament, went on to the NCAA regionals, just missed qualifying for the NCAA championships. The women finished sixth in the Pac-12, which is by far the toughest division, toughest conference in the nation. Went on to the NCAA regionals, qualified for the championships, had a top 20 finish in the NCAAs. So, you know, Ann Kelly's team, program looking very good, did a great job. So two very good finishes from the golf team this semester.
Yep, and track's continuing as well with 25 athletes going on to the NCAA.
Yep, 25 headed to the NCAA prelims, and that's this weekend out in Sacramento. Top 12 from the NCAA West will go on to the finals. I'm sure they'll have 3, 4, 5, or 6, depending on how well they run this weekend. But, you know, they both men and women finished top 5 in the Pac-12, which is, again, is a very difficult conference, you know, as far as track and field. You know, here's a surprise. Distance runners did really well.
Yeah, who would have thunk that? Okay, before I let you go here, Neil talked about fishing. He's going to get away. Where's that sweet little honey hole you're going to get off to in early June?
Actually, my wife and I are headed down to New Mexico. My brother lives down in Taos, and he's got some places up in the wilderness there that he's been telling us about. So I'm going to head down there and get some time up in the high country.
See what he did there? That's a veteran. He sidestepped the question and never really told us anything. That's Neil Welk at CUBuffs.com. Always check out his stuff at CUBuffs.com all spring, summer long, as we put a wrap on this athletic season, getting ready already for next week. We'll be back again next month, just before the NBA draft. Talk a little bit about George King, where he's at, as we'll continue with the insiders throughout the offseason. For Neil Welk, our voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, thanks for joining us this month on The Insider.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.